I gotta figure out a way to adjust so that the background music is a little louder.
Oh, okay.
It seems like it's not going right now, but it's going. Good morning, it's GloucesterCast 319. It is January 25th. We have a very special guest with us today, Mr. Mark Ring.
Good morning, Joe.
He's looking out the door for the special guest.
Yeah.
Nice to see you in the daylight.
Mark, I feel can be an impartial judge on one of the topics.
Oh, okay. All right.
That it could go either way, and I feel like your fate really rests in his hands at this point.
I already feel bushwhacked.
No. We'll get to that part. Yeah. Pat and Jimmy are here.
Good morning, Gloucester. Good morning, Gloucester.
Kim has failed us once again.
Well, she's got grandmother duties.
Yeah, well.
You know, fair enough.
She's out chasing plovers around, I think, something like that. She's guarding the plovers against the snowy owls. You know, pluck them off one by one on the. What a conundrum for her, though, that she's a lover of the snowies, who also is a predator of the piping plovers.
And I wore my special owl necklace for her today, so I guess I'll have to bring it another day.
Well, that's kind of shiny, so be careful with that because the osprey could swoop down and get you.
That's right.
Okay.
They're around.
You never know.
Are they around?
He was on the building over there last week one morning.
Oh, okay.
So first things first.
Ready. We're ready.
Yesterday, no boats went fishing. I called Jimmy up. I says, Jimmy's now official member of the Gloucester Elks. He was a member up in the upstate New York Elks.
26 years.
Wow, nice. Congratulations.
And so I meet him over there, and he presents me with something. Pat, you do the honors.
I was afraid to touch it a little bit.
Where's the music?
He presents me. They thought, and this is where the question comes in. He presents me with a Boston Globe matted of the day after the AFC Championship, the headlines from the Boston Globe, so that we could put it up on the wall. Now here's where the problem comes in. Being a Jets fan and Pat a Buffalo Bills fan, they may not get that we don't celebrate AFC championships around here. We celebrate Super Bowls around here.
Well, first of all, let me offer my condolences to both of you.
Wait, thank you.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to figure out if this was out of negligence, because they're not here. They don't understand the rarefied air that a Patriots fan get to breathe.
How would they even get it?
Well, the other side of the coin is, or was it that they put the mamas on us and as a jinx?
If it was a Sports Illustrated cover, definitely. If it was Sports Illustrated, that's the end. That's the biggest
thing in all of sports.
But I think it's just probably negligence because they're not local to begin with.
Well, they live here now.
They live here now. Right, they're carpetbaggers.
Yeah.
Right. So, with what we've been through, you know that goats don't gloat.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just what you wait until it's over.
Yeah.
Well.
And if it doesn't work out, you lose gracefully and move on and just get another championship next year.
Yeah. AFC championships, you know, to them, that's like a Super Bowl win for them.
Oh.
But to us.
You don't touch that trophy. You don't even look at that.
Do you remember Parcells a couple
hand
of
days
ago? Do you remember Belichick a couple days ago? He got the commissioner handed him the Lamar Hunt AFC championship trophy. He couldn't get it out. It was like a hot potato. He could not get it out of his hands fast enough. He had no interest in the Lamar Hunt AFC Championship trophy.
In hockey, the team will not even touch the trophy for the conference championship until they get to the Stanley Cup and get to hoist the cup. They will not even touch it.
One of the things I did not take into full account was the high level of superstition.
Well, I am going to turn it back over again.
Yes, I can accept that.
How would you handle this? There's been talk. So I put it out there. There's been several suggestions. Let me pull up the suggestions so that you can review them, and maybe you might have a better alternative.
You didn't write them down.
We have it written down here. Let's see. I'm gonna go right to the thing. He said, one guy says, he says, someone said to hide it under the bed or in a closet. Another person said, take a shit on it. Another person says, use it to light the charcoal for whatever you're grilling on Super Bowl Sunday. And another person says, burn it with some sage. That may do the trick.
Left to my own devices, I would just leave it hands off, as the team does.
And light the trophies. And the
face down, over in a corner. Thank you very much. We feel your pain. And we realize that
you're
just wouldn't understand because, you know, we're just, and it's never old hat. But we do have some experience.
You know, we try to explain some of this to people in New York when we go back and we talk about, you know, what we've been doing and everything. And they just really don't get it. I mean, we're tiptoeing into this and we're getting used to a couple things, but they really just do not get it.
Yeah, well, I'm, so Mark, this is the judge, jury, and executioner right here. Your final say, was this malicious? Should we treat it that way, or was it negligence?
No, I believe it's negligence. I mean, you're coming from an area with 5 Super Bowls, all losses, Buffalo.
Yeah.
Jets just totally inept year after year, with a mouth, lots of times.
Rex Ryan, yeah.
But, you know,
mouth with toenails, so. I would just say negligence, take the high road, but leave it alone.
Yeah, face down.
Well, you know, I saw Celebration. I'm not used to seeing Celebration.
No, you celebrate when it stops snowing in New York.
Well, actually, the last celebration time they have in the Jets is, you know, when they run on the field, because they actually all made it through the sign without hurting themselves. So that's why they're excited.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Well, then the big celebration is when the season's over.
Yeah.
The last celebration that Jimmy had was the Mets in 86. That was the last thing that he could celebrate.
That was a good one to celebrate,
yeah,
too.
What was the butt fumble day like for you?
That?
What was that? What was that? Was that the low? Was that a low?
When they
lined up in that formation, or was that Indianapolis when they did the three guys behind each other there?
Everyone
forgets that it wasn't game 7 when it happened with Buckner.
Right.
It was game 6.
Six.
Everyone forgets that. They had another game, and they blew it.
Oh, yeah, the Buckner thing, no doubt.
Yeah. He should.
All right, Pat and Jimmy, you can rest easy now.
Thank you for the dispensation.
You got a lenient judge. I believe you got a lenient judge right now.
It was an oversight. It was an ignorance mistake.
If the Rams,
I mean, I didn't have a lot of faith in the Patriots a month ago for this season, so I give them all the credit in the world, and I can see why people would get excited to get this far, but you still have to just put it aside and wait.
Until
a week from Sunday.
We will.
If the Rams blow the Pats out, I suggest maybe a little mini vacation for the two of you.
I'm just saying.
I'm going to have to hide. because the New York plate, it doesn't matter.
First thing I noticed this morning when I drove in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've got an invader.
Who are these carpetbaggers?
I just want to know, after all...
Do you know that they told me that they routinely, especially in the summertime, there are people that will roll down their windows and tell them, why don't you go back to New York? Can you believe that?
I believe that.
That's amazing to me.
That's not even ignorant. That's that new word, ignorant.
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 Yeah.
It's worse than ignorant.
Oh, okay.
Because it's people that are educated, so they're above ignorant. They're just plain ignorant.
Ignorant. Okay.
Terrible.
Haven't heard that yet.
All right, so you heard everything. What is your thing? Is your listeners?
Listen, if there's one of my lobstermen that I respect the opinion of that can be fair, balanced, and impartial, it would be Mark Ring. There are certain guys that I would not take what they had to say, but I respect his opinion as a fair and balanced.
Well, I'm I'm just grateful because he's been bunking off with all this food this morning because he was ready to take his...
We thought that I might have to take a poop on it to reverse the curse. I mean, if they do lose...
You got
to
do what you
got
to do.
If they do, we do lose, there's going to be an exorcism.
I've got plenty of Dulcolax at home. Inside story on that.
Well, it wasn't such an inside story for us yesterday, on the 2 days ago on the podcast. I bought the suppositories instead of the oral ones for my for my colonoscopy, and then I didn't read it because they only had 26 packs of the regular ones, and they had eight packs of the oral.
You didn't eat them, did you?
No. It said it on the package. Anyway, speaking of monster jinxes, in 2015, this is the date. It was January 25th, 2015, that I remember saying, Mark, listen to this. So January 25th, 2015, I can remember, we're talking about jinxes here, right? January 25th, 2015, I remember saying to Kate, we got this far without any snow. We only have another month and a half, and you know, of winter, we're pretty much in the clear at this point, you know? And then the snow just came and came and came and came and came. Now, Kate acknowledged, we talked about this yesterday earlier in the day. Last night, she said to me, I haven't even bought Connor a pair of winter boots yet. I have to go to Kohl's and get him a pair of winter boots. She goes, but you know, what is it going to snow maybe four more times all year? She said this last night.
Oh, no.
On the eve of that, what happened?
Yeah.
In 2015, we got all that snow.
It could snow four more times, of, you know, 2 feet apiece or something.
Oh, I just pray that
we'll get our share.
Yeah, I think you're right. But, you know, we had that monster ice thing, ice event, and there's, and yesterday's rain. I woke up this morning and the gravel outside my thing was all dry. I was surprised when I woke up.
Yeah.
Mark is here as a representative of the Gloucester, what do you call it? Fisheries Commission. And yesterday is it the first meeting for this year's seafood show?
No, we've had meetings, but yesterday was a meeting where we brought industry in to lay out the groundwork of how it's going to run this year. It's our fifth year, and if they had any other ideas and where the booth is going to be, because we moved the booth a little bit. And this year there's a new area called Mass Ave that's partially funded by the state of Massachusetts for Massachusetts seafood companies to have their own area where a lot of smaller companies could never afford to have a booth at the seafood show.
Because
it's very expensive. So
incredible exposure.
Yeah.
I mean, international exposure. Incredible.
Yeah. I mean, like this, Alaska has their own big forum. They probably spend $300,000 or $400,000.
Oh,
so
wow.
Small companies could never afford to get a booth, and it's in a great spot. So there's two or three companies from Gloucester that are participating in that. And we're going to do the same thing that we've done. It's our fifth year. This year we're going to focus on flounder. And
we got a little.
We must be flying into the wind this morning. Kim, the butterfly girl, arrived late.
We got a little Zucci with us.
Hey!
We have Charlotte. Hey.
Charlotte is her first visit to the wharf.
How are you?
Hi, Charlotte.
How are you?
I like your red boots.
She got a little shy with the round machines.
Yeah.
Oh. I said, we're going to go visit Mimi's friends, Joey, Pat, and...
So anyway, it's our...
And she goes, Jojo.
Does she have
all the girls for Jojo?
Oh, little schmoopy over there.
Yeah, hi. We'll just stay for a minute.
Yeah.
I don't know how she's going to stay on this for.
I wish I had some treats.
Well, you ate them all because you're getting ready to focus on the poster.
Yeah. We're just
focused. Thank you
for
that word.
She's adorable.
That's what he was telling me last night. Well, I think it's great that it's the opportunity that we're, it's getting bigger and the small businesses.
Yeah.
How many of those do you have?
How many businesses?
That have want to do this because it's your fifth year. And I know it's increased. We've heard that.
Well, so. The city of Gloucester has their own booth, and it's their fifth year, and we're the only city in Massachusetts that has a booth.
Oh, really?
Boston doesn't have a booth. New Bedford doesn't have a booth. We're the only ones.
And you would think that New Bedford would have one, because New Bedford as a port is probably 20 times.
Number one value port.
Number one value port by a mile. And a lot of my fishermen that will go down to New Bedford will say that this Gloucester as a port is like JV sports versus like professional. Like they have so many gear shops still down there. Yeah. Oh, wow. They have so much of their waterfront was city owned, so it was, and so they were able to secure a lot of funding to preserve a lot of their waterfront.
And they, New Bedford got to the point where the scallop industry is so successful, I don't even feel they saw a benefit to having to go to the show and spend any money.
Oh, really?
Right,
sell themselves.
But it comes back to Gloucester.
I mean, it's always hard to gauge it because it's proprietary. People don't want to share it, but we see it. We've had foreign groups come to Gloucester and tour the facilities after the show, and we track it with badges, you know, at the show, and we get the follow-up. But once it becomes business on business, we stay out of it because, you know, people don't like to share a lot of that.
Right.
It's competitive.
Understand.
But I think it's hugely successful from the industry standpoint and a tourism standpoint because a lot of people come up after the show. So it's great. This year we're focusing on flounders and lobster, where we're the number one lobster port.
Yeah.
And there'll be samples at the booth, and we team with a company from Boston. And he does the cooking with a bunch of interns and
what's
stuff.
What's the name of that? What's the name?
Snap Chef.
Snap Chef, yeah.
Great outfit. Yeah. He trains kids in an intern program where when they come out of this program, they could go to work at any type of
a restaurant,
say Outback Steakhouse or Gillette Stadium. Or,
and those jobs nowadays are actually good jobs.
Good paying.
Yeah.
So we team with him on Monday. We have a VIP luncheon that's invite only in a private room. For businesses and people that are connected in the industry. And then during the show, industry can contact us through the people we work with, the PR people, and they can have a private room where they can have private meetings instead of meeting with them at the booth on the floor where it's kind of noisy.
And when is the show?
It's it begins on St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, okay.
Sunday the 17th, Monday the 18th, Tuesday the 19th. Hopefully there's not a blizzard this year. Last year there was.
Yeah.
Like number two nor'easter or something.
Yeah. So I mean, I think it's been hugely successful, and
they've done some really innovative things since Safatia kind of came on the scene, and she assembled this team, including Mark and Sal DiStefano. Like one of the things I thought was just over the top, like really forward thinking, was they actually hired buses. And during the course of the show, had these international huge outfits sign up to come to Gloucester and gave them tours of all the different facilities and operations in town.
Yeah, when you're that close. Yeah.
I mean, and the way you can say what you want about Safatia, I happen to think she's fantastic, but the way she can make anyone feel welcome, and I know personally the way to anyone's heart, as we say, is through food, and they put out an incredible spread, which just—it's like drawing honey, bees to the honey.
Well,
and stuff
we've
like
been
that.
Brought up and reprimanded because the booth has become so popular with other people in the area, saying they've been swallowed up by the crowd at the Gloucester booth at times, which is all good for us.
Right.
And other people with booths. Well, by other people because there's no one at their booth, but other booths have loved it, you know. Yeah. So it's amazing every year how the dynamic changes. 2 years ago, it was all Asian interest in lobster. Last year, it was a lot more interest in locally sourced Northeast fish from here to Canada. So it changes from year to year. It's amazing. We don't know what it will hold this year because of the tariffs with China and everything else. You don't know, but we're focusing on lobster and the different types of flounders.
Well, it's great. I know I appreciate what you guys do.
Sounds big. You guys go big. That's what you do.
Big time.
We're worried about the St. Patrick's Day conflict.
In Southie.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the show's. I haven't been to the show now that since it's been moved to the
convention center.
I had always gone to when it was across from was it Boylston Street?
The Prue.
Yeah, the Prue.
Old days.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's a lot bigger.
It's bigger.
Bigger.
Is it all on the same floor, or is it on multi floors? Because it used to be on three floors.
Yeah, but this is one big floor at the convention center, so it's all on the one floor. But then there's meeting rooms upstairs, and a lot of glass where you're looking down on the floor from the whole typical convention center.
I have to go this year. I have to really make a point of going.
Monday's the day to go. You should go Monday.
Well, if I have to work, so if no boats go fishing, I really ought to make a thing. Yes. I wanted to do a special thank you to Donnie King, who went smelt fishing with local fishing icon Al Williams, and he provided me with some smelt. Smelt, if you haven't had it before, is one of my, it's probably one of my top seven seafoods. Smelt.
Is that similar to whiting?
It is very similar to whiting. Yeah. You eat it very similar, same way. Yeah. Fry it, a lot of salt, and
that crispy little crust and that tender white flesh.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When you fry fish, what do you use for? Do you use regular flour or do you use cornmeal or what do you use?
I use just a little light dusting of flour with salt and pepper.
Do you oil it first or you just roll it directly into the flour?
I don't usually oil it. It's usually a little bit damp. Sometimes I dip it in milk and then put it in the flour.
How about you, Mark?
Egg. Finest corn flour you can get.
Corn flour. Now, is corn flour different than corn starch?
Yes, very different.
Yeah. Okay.
Corn flour is corn. It's ground up cornmeal. Corn starch is the sugar. It's like a dehydrated sugar.
Corn starch is water. Is what you can use to thicken a gravy or a sauce.
It's almost like baking soda. Baking
the yellow corn flour is what I've used, and that's what everyone used in the old days. The yellow.
What do they use at the fish shacks?
Like corn flour.
Corn flour.
Yellow.
So this flour I should throw it away.
No, that's fine. That's fine.
Yeah. What kind of flour is that?
All purpose flour. It's fine for the smelts.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. That's all I use. And I got vegetable oil.
Well, smelt fishing is a big deal up in New York, and that's freshwater smelt, but these I'm assuming are saltwater smelt?
They're the same, though. Same fish.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure.
Because they spawn, is that why?
Yeah.
Okay.
So if you buy smelts in a big market where they're frozen in a bag, chances are they come from upstate New York or the Great Lakes.
Yeah.
So anything you see fresh would be local.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I found I've bought them in the bags.
Not as flavorful.
Not even close.
Right.
To be as flavorful.
Like any other fish.
Yeah, that's true. So there's that. Here's a question that we had. Someone in my house that I may or may not be related through engagement has just sleeping problems. She's a very light sleeper. And so every time there's a commercial for a different type of pillow or mattress topper or weighted blanket, whatever it is, she's all in. This is going to be the thing that's going to allow me to sleep.
Did she try my pillow? Because I'm dying to know.
I can tell you. I don't know whether anybody in his house has tried my pillow or not, but we did because I spent a ridiculous amount of money because it's pillows here and it's pillows in New York too. Because I was told it would help with sleeping and it would also help with somebody in my house who I may or may not be related to by marriage snores a bit. So it was supposed to help with that. So I got those pillows for both places, and I think they are helping.
Really?
Yeah, I do think they're helping.
So the new thing is, well, we've been through the pillow thing. We've been through a bunch of different things.
The mattress topper.
The thing is, so now it's just, she's waking up very, very stiff, and the bed is 13 years old. Mm. How long do you keep a mattress?
It depends on where it's made and how well it's made and if it's keeping its shape. Yeah.
How about a really good Gardner mattress from back 13 years?
Done? 13 years, you're done.
I was going to say, you got to buy a new mattress?
Yeah, but I do know people that swear by the pillows.
Mattress
we
topper?
We have one. I didn't.
Oh, the pillows?
It did nothing for me, but I know people that swear by them. My brother Tom swears by them.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think it did help.
My pillow?
My suggestion to Kate would be three bourbons at 9:30 just before bed. She'll sleep right through the night.
Well, she does the wine thing pretty good.
All right.
That's how I got into essential oils, helping me sleep.
Essential oils.
So that helped quite a bit.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah.
There you go.
Spanner.
Does anybody have any experience or have talked to anyone that has done the weighted blanket thing?
My daughter has a weighted blanket. And she loves it. She got it because she's a little on the anxious side, or she loves it. I don't know how much it.
You can avoid the weighted blanket, Joe.
With a dog.
Because they're pretty. Get a St. Bernard and just let it in the bed with you. Perfect. The problem is the St. Bernards are known to snore.
There you go.
Drool.
Yeah. You would think
the drool would be not a good thing.
Well, you don't have to bring any water to bed with you, right?
Well, I was thinking something.
So you can't handle that.
No, that's not
going to happen. Blankets are very expensive, though.
But yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to go pillow to the weighted blanket to a new mattress, I think that's the order, for expenses. So
I'm not getting any of it. I'll tell you right now.
Yeah.
I sleep like a rock no matter what. She can get whatever she wants.
The oils, does the trick.
It's like every time there's something, it's like, this is going to be.
It's the power of commercials.
Oh, my God, yeah. But I think this is the thing. I think when you don't sleep, you will try anything.
You'll try anything.
No, and I get it, because when you go a week of bad, like headaches.
Yeah.
You go a week without good sleep, you're ready for a funny farm.
Right. You don't feel yourself at all.
I agree. Pat posted Mark, when you leave here, Pat put on a video of a couple of teenagers that the parents set up a rotary phone in the living room, gave them a telephone number, and gave them 4 minutes to complete the telephone call and videotaped it. Laugh out loud funny.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You have to see this. It is laugh out loud funny. So when you leave, you have to check out
this video. I'll check
it out. But so we watched it, and we were all here laughing our brains out. And then what hit me was, these teens could turn around and hand an older person an iPhone and ask them to make a phone call, and you probably see the same comedy.
Oh yeah.
You probably see the same comedy of errors.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tony Gross just walked in, but what we were talking about, Pat posted a video, a 4 minute video, of some. Parents with two teen boys, and they put a rotary phone in the middle of the room with a telephone number and asked them to make a phone call, and it was like you couldn't script how ridiculous it was that they just couldn't figure out how to make this.
It's interesting how they thought it through. Like,
they couldn't think to pick up the phone and hold it to their ear. They couldn't understand
trying to reset it. They said, "This is reset." They picked up the handset and dropped it down.
Where's the buttons? They're like, where's the button? They kept pressing inside of the little round thing.
Like, what's up with these circles on here?
Remember the potty lines?
It was.
I remember the potty lines. I remember the operator number, please.
You know who was on our potty line?
I remember the first dial phones.
It was Gannett's grandmother.
You know whose house? B.G. Brown's grandfather's house, Billy's father. They had a telephone room in their house.
Oh.
And they had two lines. And when the dial phone came in, we were down there calling the other line. that day.
Wow, that's funny. That's crazy technology.
You'd be surprised, old people with iPhones. They got them now.
Well, it was funny because about 10 years ago, there were the staunch people that would, older people that would be, I'm not gonna, I don't need that, then little by little, each one of their peers would switch over and get one, and then the same person, that the I don't want a person, would have it. They'd be in the office and they'd be like, oh my God, today, do you know that you could get your weather on here? Oh my God, did you see, I could look up, what the weather, all the radar.
I knew
radar.
A guy that hated Facebook and said never, 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 till Facebook ruled the world.
Me?
Remember those days?
Did I ever say I hated it
in the old days. Until it becomes almost a necessity for some.
There's a lot of people like that, I would say. Yeah, for sure.
She heard
Joey go.
So
now
she's doing. Now they all know her. Roger Stone's not on it this morning.
Roger Stone is sitting in jail.
Yep.
On West Palm Beach.
Waiting for his arraignment. Yeah.
So tomorrow they're going to have the wheelhouse. So are you familiar with what's happening in Ken Heck's building in the bottom floor?
No.
So Nate Cahill is doing what's called co-work space. They're renting out like shared office space in the bottom of his building. They did an incredible renovation.
A little cluster.
Huh?
A little cluster.
A little cluster, yeah. So instead of having to have an individual office where your rent may be $800 or $1,000 a month, plus heat and all the other stuff, it's shared space.
And they're offering a switchboard?
24-hour
rotary.
No, I'm serious.
Rotary switchboard.
Because you do.
I thought you were joking.
No, your business publishes the number, and you call in. You actually have an assistant answer the phone for you and take messages and stuff. Yeah. That's what those places do.
Yeah, yeah. No, this one doesn't have that. No.
Not yet.
I'm an old guy.
They have different.
There's a Newburyport. Huge one.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of there's been the trend. You know, starting about 10, 15 years ago, of a lot of big businesses, they always had one central office and people would drive into Boston. And now there's so many businesses that you never go into a central office. You just have conference calls.
Right,
you work from your home. But then if you have young children and you're trying to work from home, a lot of time you get distracted and you can't, or you have young kids demanding your time and stuff like that. You just can't get stuff done.
A lot more self-employed people, too.
Yeah, self-employed people.
Yeah, startups.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
how many are involved in it?
Have rented space so far, you mean? Yeah. I don't know.
He said he wants to rent up to 75%.
Up to 75% of the total that can go. And then go from there.
There's individual
offices.
Seating or desk space. I'm not sure what the proper available, as well as larger.
Yeah, it all comes down to square footage.
Style.
How much do you want?
They also had options of you could buy 10-day passes. And stuff like that.
Probably buy an afternoon or a morning. Mm-hmm. Two people share the
same
space.
Yeah, open space that you can rent by the hour of the day.
And to get in there, your cell phone grants you access to the locking system and stuff like that. So they'll be able to track who's in and out of there 24
hours. Has Ken done this before with any of his
other
properties?
This is not Ken. Ken's renting the space to Nate Cahill.
They're having a coffee tasting there tomorrow.
With Ian Vincent.
Is an introduction to the space, I think.
Right. Ian Vincent is roasting coffee. He's one of those North Gloucester guys. And he's come out with his own coffee, EIEIO coffee. and they're going to have a coffee tasting.
It is a catchy name.
Yeah. So you're teaching Charlotte Young. So Kim has Pat's sparkly owl pendant and just keeps shining it in front of Charlotte, and Charlotte's just mesmerized.
Look, she has an owl shirt. Let's show.
Oh, she's got an owl shirt.
It's
adorable. The Topside Grill is going to be having Prime Rib Night starting this Saturday. Every Saturday, Prime Rib Night. Serenity, did I mention the app yet?
Not yet.
So the Serenity Group, Mark McDonough's outfit, I think you guys, I am a huge user of the Serenity card, which every month they seem like they give you $10 free to go in there and use their restaurants and free apps, birthday meal, which can be anything on the menu during your birthday month. If you have the card, now they just switched over to you don't have to carry that card. You download the app, and it loads the free stuff right onto your app. And very, very, it's pretty slick. I just downloaded it.
Yeah, and I put the information up in a post on Good Morning Gloucester.
Yeah, I put the link.
Anybody's interested.
I put a link so you can download it to your phone.
I like Maggie's Farm.
I like Maggie. I like Hales. I think. I like them all.
Hale's is the one we were looking at. You've been there?
Hale Street, I love. I think they have the best sushi. I like Hale Street. I like them all. I think that you can get something good at any one of their places, and especially when you use the app and you get, you know, rewarded all the time.
Yeah.
Be interesting to see what they do with Latitude.
Yeah.
Well, did you see we had the plans.
I know what they're doing.
Well, we published their plans. So they got to turn it.
No, I mean menu-wise and everything, too.
Yeah.
But
the garage doors, I think, is the really cool thing, that it's going to be all open to the harbor. And they're turning the bar is going to be facing outwards. What?
No, it's great. I can't wait to see, because I tie up right there.
Right.
And there's always been a lack of activity, and that deck has been way underused for years, so looking forward to it.
I think now that it's all wide open.
It'd be dangerous, Tony.
It'd be fantastic.
For you, maybe.
Ooh.
Boom, boom. I'm retired.
You've got time now. That's
from everything, I'm retired.
We're going to Feather and Wedge tonight, finally.
Good for you.
It's been months since we've been there.
Did you plan what you're going to have?
I haven't, but I usually like to. They cook their fish so perfectly there all the time.
You like to get
I'll
that.
Probably end up getting a fish dish, but I will report back.
Okay.
I will report back. Has anybody had any good meals lately in town? Have you
all of it. Night before last at Passports was awesome. As good as any I've ever caught and had at home. Awesome.
Yeah. Well, I think he gets his fish from Jack Anderson.
It was good. It was really good.
Jack is very, you know, the halibut Jack.
Yep.
Very quality conscious.
About 2 inches thick. It was perfect.
Have you been out at all, Tony? Out and about town?
Took a prime rib home from Missouri last night.
Ooh. How was it?
Good.
Yeah.
You ordered it to go?
I went in there and ordered. I was at a meeting. Abby had work in Boston. So I went there, sat at the bar, ordered it. It arrived in about 3 minutes. Took the bag, went home, chowed down.
Perfect. Nice move right there.
Oh, it was a wonderful move.
Drove by there yesterday and said we're way overdue for the Azorian.
Yeah. Thursday night's their prime rib special.
Oh, okay.
Well, good to know. There's another prime rib special in town.
Yeah, they do a good job.
Yeah, I like that. They have great lunch specials.
I think Monday night is a Seaport grill. Prime rib.
Monday night is Seaport, Thursday. So you could go 7 nights a week.
7 nights a week.
Last year it was the oysters. We haven't updated our dollar oyster thing.
No, we haven't.
Thursday nights is also Tono's Bar Bites menu, which I'm a huge fan of.
That's great. That's a
huge
great
fan.
That's a good deal.
Yeah.
Chris.
It's tough to get in there. So many people go in and the bars.
Yeah.
Yesterday I met Chris at the Mom's Kitchen. We had if you haven't had the sausage and biscuits and gravy there,
that's
crazy. It is ridiculous. Really, really good.
So that's the white gravy.
Yeah, that could solve the sleeping problems, Joe.
There you go.
Get that at night, and it'll put you right down for about 10 hours.
Take a melatonin, Joe. Go get some
melatonin. Do you
guys
like fried chicken? Because they have fabulous fried chicken night every Thursday night.
Where?
Short in Maine.
Oh yeah.
Homemade biscuits.
Really?
Delicious vegetables, always some kind of like mashed potatoes or something like that, and like 3 pieces of fried chicken.
Wow.
Did you hear in the tunnel that another artwork was taken from the restroom? Someone keeps going.
Oh, did we not talk about that?
We did talk about it. Yeah.
Okay. So twice now,
twice.
Above the men's urinals, there's art, has one was stolen a couple months ago. And they replaced it, and something just got stolen again this week. He has $100 reward for if it comes back. But could you imagine? I mean, you would think at like more of a hot, less profile restaurant, more that would happen. I can't imagine what the clientele at Tono.
They're not taking it out the front door.
No.
There's a door over on that
There's
side.
There's a right going out towards the old bank.
Yeah, they go out to the parking lot.
Yeah, towards Short Main, that area.
I just walked in. What did I take?
I don't know if it was a painting or a photograph.
Yeah, we don't know.
There was the ore. Remember they put the ore someplace?
That was the first time.
The
first
ore?
One. I think it was the ore.
He didn't get it back?
No.
Wow.
I used to take
McCarthy said he got it.
Oh, yeah.
The fish
I got 2 coupons.
Oh, really? All right.
Brassen ripped his wheelbone off the wall.
So I need you to. Are you gonna call Ralph right now?
Yeah.
I'm gonna take this opportunity to say.
I'm going Ralph or Chris.
Okay, I'm gonna pause it right now. One second.
Okay.
All right, we're gonna do a call in with Ralph DiGiorgio right now. You gotta bring it closer, the phone closer to the. Yeah. Just pull the chair in. Pull the chair in.
Here's something you can't do with a rotary phone.
Ralph, you there?
I'm here.
So I texted you to ask you if you were available, and I said we were taping the podcast, and you called right away.
Oh, I was driving.
Oh, I got you. Yeah, you don't want to get in an accident from texting or anything like that. Are you familiar with what happened yesterday with Jimmy Dalpiaz and Pat Dalpiaz, what they did to me?
No.
So we're trying to determine if this is a act of naive kindness or if it was an act to try to put the mamaus and the jinx on the Patriots. They gave me a mount.
The Maloiki is up.
Yeah, the Maloiki, right, exactly.
Oh.
So I told you.
Yes.
Ralph knows. Okay, so,
yes.
So they gave me a matted picture of the AFC Championship Boston Globe headline from the day after the AFC Championship. And Jimmy and Pat, being Buffalo Bills and New York Jets fans, we're trying to figure out if it's naive, because for them, an AFC Championship win would be like a Super Bowl and something to celebrate. But us, as breathing the rarefied air of New England Patriots fans, we don't celebrate AFC Championship games. We celebrate Super Bowl wins. So I'm trying to figure out if you...
championship ring is basically like, you know, any other given subject.
Kissing your aunt. It's like tying your shoes in the morning.
Yeah, so do you think that was a malicious act of trying to jinx us, or do you think that was just a naive act of a Jets fan?
I got to be honest with you, Joe. I think you've already wasted too much airtime on it.
Perfect answer.
I think, you know, so too.
No disrespect to Jim and Pat, but, you know, coming from that part of New England, the state up there in New York, I mean, you know, it's not even worth the fuel to fly up there anymore.
Yep.
We're starting to think that too, Ralph.
So what would you do with this thing up until after the Super Bowl? What would you do with this poster?
After the Super Bowl or before the Super Bowl?
Right up, leading up until after the game, what would you do with this thing? What should I do?
Well, I can probably answer for Chris better than myself. Chris is going to tell you to wipe your ass with it.
We've had yeah.
But, listen. It's one thing when you have a team going to the Super Bowl for the very first time. Everybody's nerves are up. Everybody's jittery. Everybody's worried about what's going to happen. Oh, my God. The nerves going to take over Tom Brady. And this guy is like, he's got ice running through his veins. This is just like another day for him. He's not going to play any different than he has in the past couple months. And it's going to be, who's the better team? Are the Rams better than the Patriots? Honestly, I don't think so. And I'm not just trying to say that because I'm a Patriots fan. I don't think the Rams are a better team than the Patriots. Tom Brady has proven himself time after time that he's the greatest quarterback in the game of football, and probably ever in the game of football. And he has a better chance than anybody to win that game next Sunday.
Yeah. Well, it's 52 players, though. It's not just Tom Brady, right?
I understand it's not just Tom Brady. But look what happened at the end of that game.
He can look what happened at the end of that game.
Pat.
How many quarterbacks are going to push that ball down the field like Tom Brady?
Pat Mahomes did.
Yeah.
39 seconds.
Yeah. Yeah, well, guess what? He's playing golf today, isn't he?
Oh, I'm hearing you. This is Gronk's best year with the fewest amount of catches.
Well, blocking.
You know why it's his best year with the fewest amount of catches?
Yes, I do.
It's because every time he steps on the field and he goes on that line, there's two guys pumping his leg, because that you can't put one-on-one on Gronk. So if you got two guys on Gronk, someone else is open. Edelman's open. Hogan's open. That gives Brady the ability to do his magic and get that ball down the field because there's two guys on Gronk. And if there's one guy on Gronk, the ball goes to Gronk.
Yeah, in addition to that, though, he's created the running game with his blocking this year.
That's the most underappreciated part of his game.
Whatever end he's on, it's opened up for the run.
Yep, I agree.
So, Joe, you know what I'm doing right now?
What's that?
I'm in my kitchen. I'm making breakfast.
In Gloucester or in Middleton?
In Middleton.
Ah. What are you making?
I'm just making some scrambled eggs, some ham.
Yeah.
Jim, you want to see? I'll pick up the FaceTime, Jim. I'll show you.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, Ralph is FaceTiming us.
All right. Can't
see
it.
What's going on here? You have to accept it, Jimmy.
Oh.
Let's see.
You're like the kid with the rotary phone.
He's trying to.
Oh, there we go. We got him. Oh, wow. Look at Ralph's kitchen. Show everybody Ralph's kitchen. He's not messing around. He's got the industrial stove over there. That's in his office. He's got this ridiculous setup right there.
Nice.
Yeah. That would make Felicia envious right there.
Just
can't see it.
Oh. Maybe after breakfast you can make a little poster for these guys.
So what's on the agenda for today? What do you guys, other than football? I mean, you know, we're talking about football.
Well, we talked about
I'm going into
the seafood show in Boston. We talked about Pat posted a video of these teenagers trying to operate a rotary phone. That had me rolling on the ground laughing.
I know, I saw that. Isn't that hysterical?
Oh my God, so funny. We're going out for dinner tonight, I guess, huh?
Yeah, I guess.
You're gonna let Kate and I are gonna treating you and Kim tonight for Feather and Wedge.
Yeah.
That's
going to happen. You can buy at the Elks beforehand. We'll meet at the Elks beforehand, and then we'll buy for Feather and Wedge.
No, we'll also just pick you up, no?
Yeah, that's a good idea. I like that idea.
So,
all right. Yeah, you don't want to get in my truck. It's your wife would she'd have the heebie-jeebies if she got in my truck.
My wife wouldn't get in your truck.
All right. Well, it's good talking to you, Ralph. I love the football analysis. Give me the prediction on the game. What's the score? Final score.
Well, I got to be honest with you. I think it's going to be a show. I don't think it's going to be a low-scoring game. I think it's going to be a higher-scoring game than it was last week. Because
31-37.
I think Brady's just gonna be he's hitting on all eight cylinders right now. So I'm going to say Patriots are going to at least be in the 30s. I'm going to say 33-27.
Wow, 33-27. So you're saying the Patriots are going to cover the spread. The spread's three. You're taking the Pats.
The spread is three, and the Patriots are going to cover the spread.
All right, there you go. You heard it from Ralph. All right, Mark, what's your prediction? What's the score?
You know, just like Lobster, and I don't make predictions. I'm just hoping they win the game, and it's a good game.
All right, you got a prediction.
I think Sue's going to be over amped, and he's going to get himself thrown out of the game.
Ooh. Dominic and Sue, they generally let the players play.
I don't think so. Not with this.
Not after last week.
Not with this animal.
I think this game's going to be called a lot tighter after last week.
He's over amped.
He's an animal. He's an animal.
35-24, Pats.
Jimmy said 35-24 Pats.
That's what I said.
You're not far off, Jimmy.
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, I'm trying to make up for the poster thing because I don't think I can show up anywhere else now.
Yep. There you go.
Hey, has anybody talked to Chris?
No. You bumped him off, so. Well, you were the first call.
Sizzling. There you go.
All right. We got
water.
Ralph, I'll see you tonight, buddy.
Yeah, I'll talk to you later on.
Thanks, pal.
Okay, we'll see you.
So there you go. We got it. Pat, are you going to give a prediction?
I'm not.
You've already done enough damage.
You want to hear my prediction?
Yeah. You don't like...
I was going to say, I didn't think...
Chinese food and Doritos, Chris.
Yeah.
Chinese food and Doritos.
maybe the go-to Super Bowl party food.
Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah.
You could take it out of the sleeve and use that poster just the way it is to make your guacamole, Joe. It's a cutting board.
I got to tell you, Abby did a podcast for Google in L.A. this week.
Yep.
They had, I'm looking at this setup. They had two banks of
microphones?
No, of tables with monitors, two rows of like 10 each.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, unbelievable studio. You know, it was a podcast. It was a, you know, it was a
professional studio. Situation.
Oh, it's Google.
Well, yeah. That's what this is,
they
right?
Print money. I mean, but yeah, it was just, you know, she showed me the sets. She said, "Look at this thing. This is unbelievable. Look at it."
No, it's exactly. Well, it's incredible, right? It's all I'm operating out of is an iPad, and this Samson Go mic, which I've bought more expensive mics, and I love the audio that comes out of this. You listen to this podcast tonight. You tell me if it sounds inferior. The one where they have all that incredible stuff, I'm sure it'll sound, you know, incrementally better.
But
dollar
that
for
video.
But oh yeah, well that's great too. But yeah, dollar for dollar, you tell me if this isn't adequate when you listen to the podcast.
It always sounds great.
It didn't sound great yesterday morning because we were at my house and we had the pellet stove hadn't shut off, so we had that background noise.
Yeah.
Other than that, 99% of our podcast, I think it sounds just fine.
She has that other one from her home office.
Yeah, and they sound probably just fine, right?
They do, yeah, I guess.
I don't. Tony doesn't listen to them. All right, there you go. All right, well, tonight is the buoy auction at Cape Ann.
Nobody asked me for a buoy.
Cruiseport.
They paint them. The kids paint their own, you fool.
So thanks to Sherry and the team at Cruiseport for hosting. It's one of their biggest fundraisers of the year. GloucesterCast 319 is in the books, and their exit music is playing right now.
What's the name of Romney's company there? The big outfit.